Harbour View was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
So you're back.
I am. And you're not surprised?
Shouldn't indeed, and I'm not.
I thought you'd be in bed.
I was waiting up.
For me?
Ach, no, I wasn't tired.
You knew I wouldn't go.
Oh, nothing would surprise me about you anymore. Sure, I was told you were seen up the town. And of course, you've been drinking.
I had a few.
You couldn't come home without a drink, could you?
I couldn't. And I couldn't face you. After saying goodbye to you and everyone else. And then, of course, there's your...
What about me?
Nothing.
I'm glad you didn't go, though. I always feel safer when you're around. Are you hungry?
Well, sure. I could eat something.
Well, there's some bacon in the fridge and there's spuds and cabbage in the pot from yesterday. I could mash them up. And fry them on the pan. You always loved them that way, didn't you?
I do. I'll do it myself.
You're in no fit condition to do anything. Get out of my way there before you burn the house down, me.
I know. You should be taking it easy.
I can take it easy tomorrow.
Look. From here on in, I don't want you to do anything. Nothing.
Are you sure you're all right? You didn't fall and hit your head or something like that, did you?
Sure, there's nothing wrong with me. Monica told me you've cancer. I was stepping onto the plane when she told me.
She shouldn't have.
You knew she'd tell me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I told her not to.
She thought she was doing the right thing. She didn't want me to leave you on your own.
She promised me she'd say nothing.
Look it, that's between the two of ye, nothing to do with me. Why didn't you tell me?
You wouldn't understand.
Look it, try me.
I wanted you to take a chance and get out of here. This would be your only chance to make something of yourself, Massey.
Look it now, I'm happy the way I am. I don't want to be anywhere else. Yon is my town, and this is my home.
I thought...
Ah, you thought what?
I didn't want you to use me as an excuse or blame me for the rest of my life for not letting you go.
Blame you for what? I didn't want to go in the first place. I was only going to please you and Monica.
Which we were only for your own good.
For me own good? I know what's for me own good. It's staying here where all my friends are. I don't want to go anywhere else.
I'm not the reason you're staying so.
What put that in your head?
Here, look, come on, eat that up, will you?
Oh, by God, huh? I missed your cooking.
But you're not even gone 24 hours, Massey.
I still missed it. No one cooks like you.
Yeah, that's enough of your old plum horse now. Massey, what's happening with Monica and the little fella?
Look, we'll stay in touch.
Do that. But you don't seem to be too worried.
I would never have survived in London.
There's no place like home all the same, is there?
Because you're right there. You're always right.
Not always. I thought I'd never see you again.
But what made you think that? But sir, I don't know what goes on in your head.
You're right, I don't even know half the time myself. Mass, I was up at your father's grave. Do you know it needs cleaning?
I'll do it tomorrow.
You're a good lad.
My God. This is lovely.
I'm glad you like it. Massey, will you lock up, so?
I will. Look it now. Go up to bed and have a rest in the morning. And I might bring you up some tea and toast.
All my prayers have been answered. I'll say a prayer to God thanking him for the way things have turned out for me.
Look it now, would you go to bed?
I will. Good night, Massey. Look, and God bless you, son.
Good night.
Dad, Siobhan won't let us use the bathroom.
What's she doing?
I don't know. She's always the same.
Siobhan, are you finished?
I'm washing my teeth.
It doesn't take all morning to wash your teeth. Finish up.
I'm finished.
Let someone else use the bathroom.
I'm finished.
About time.
She's made a face at me.
Don't you two start. Not now. Have you got everything ready for school?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Mammy always gets everything ready for me.
Well, Mammy's not here now. You'll have to start doing things for yourself from now on. Where's your shoes?
I don't know.
Well, find them. They must be where you took them off last.
I don't know.
Niamh, will you find her shoes for her?
I've enough to do myself.
Oh, just do it.
She knows where they are. She's only playing up since Mam left.
I miss Mammy.
We all do. No, not now. We'll talk about it when you come home today.
There's her shoes. She never even looked for them.
I did so.
Pat, will you turn down that music?
If I turn it down, I can't hear it.
I don't care. Just turn it down.
I can't hear it.
Either turn it down or turn it off.
There's no need to shout. I heard you the first time.
I'm not arguing with you. Turn it off.
You're the one that's arguing. You're just looking for a fight. You've been that way since Mam left. I don't blame her for leaving.
What did you say?
Nothing.
This is not over.
I'm not coming back here.
Well, suit yourself.
Dad, tell her to hurry. I'm not waiting on her.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Look, from now on, you're getting up earlier, so you've plenty of time to get everything ready. You haven't finished your breakfast.
I'm not hungry.
Hungry or not, you'll eat something before you go out that door.
I don't want to go to school.
Whether you like it or not, you're going to school and that's that.
Dad, I'm going. I'm not waiting on her any longer.
I'm not finished my toast.
Take the toast with you.
I'm not walking down the street with her eating a piece of toast.
Oh, no, don't you start. Chrissy, come in.
I waited until they left for school. How are you, Mac?
Actually, I'm okay.
You're not okay. Where can I put this?
Anywhere. Look, there on the table. What have you got there?
It's a pot of stew. So I was up early. I'm up early every morning. So I don't know what I think the older you get, the less sleep you need. So I decided to make this pot of stew for you. And there's only the best gone into it.
Chrissy, there was no need to put yourself out.
So that's what neighbours are for. Anyway, they must be getting tired of eating takeaways.
Takeaways?
Siobhan was in last night and told me.
But wait till I see her when she comes home from school.
She's only a child. She didn't mean anything by it.
The kettle's boiling. Will you have a cuppa?
Is the Pope a Catholic?
Last time I heard he was. Chrissy, I know you mean well, but I can't accept the stew.
Why can't you? Well, I'm not taking it back now whether you like it or not.
Look, Chrissy, like...
Don't say anything. If the shoe was on the other foot, you'd do exactly the same.
Thanks.
You're a proud and stubborn man. You're a good man. Sometimes good people need a bit of help too. God has a plan for everyone. Sometimes he splits us up to bring us closer together later.
Chrissy, look, I'm not in a good place to talk about God or anything else.
Sometimes it's good to talk, to get it out. It always works for me. Then again, I never stop talking.
How do you like your tea?
Strong. Leave the tea bag in the cup. And look, I'll put the milk in myself.
I suppose you heard all the shouting this morning.
I didn't take any notice of it.
That's the same every day. I'm not talking to the children anymore, Chrissy. All I'm doing is shouting and roaring at them. They don't look at me anymore. They look through me. I raised my voice to Siobhan. I shouted at her. I looked at her face. I could see the fear in her eyes. She was afraid of me, Chrissy. They're all afraid of me. That's not me. I have never, ever raised my voice to any of them.
They miss their mother, Mac.
Well, if she wants to come home, she can come home herself. I'll be damned if I'm going chasing her.
Mac, life is very short. It goes by so fast. You've got to treasure what you've got. You can't work things out if you want to.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Have you tried talking to Sheila?
Talk about what?
Just talk.
Just talk? I've nothing to talk about.
Well, talk about nothing.
How can you talk about nothing, Chrissy?
It's easy. Politicians do it all the time. Look, Mac, what I'm trying to say is, Sheila's a beautiful woman and she won't be out there for long on her own. Sometimes we have to lose something to appreciate what we had.
I just don't know what to do.
Sheila is a rose. Stop whinging and moping around here and go after her. Look, I better go. I'm on my way downtown. Do you need anything?
No, I have everything, thanks.
Thanks for the tea.
Thanks for the stew.
Go after Sheila before it's too late. Mac, with most of us, life isn't much, but it's all we've got. Every morning we have to make a choice to be happy or sad, and it's up to us to make our own happiness.
You're very good, Chrissy.
Keep that to yourself, Mac. See ya.
Bye now.
What, Chrissy, it is busy. We're lucky to get a seat.
Just the end of the month, Tiki Day.
What are you talking about? Tiki Day.
It's Children's Allowance Day. It's always been known as Dicky Day.
Chrissy, What do you come out with sometimes would even put a sailor to blush?
Harry, you spend too much time in the shop, girl. What are you having?
I'll have a cup of tea.
You could have that at home. Let's go wild like the rest of them.
If my mother knew I was having a drink at this hour of the morning, the poor woman would turn in her grave.
Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Ladies, how are you?
What can I get you?
A large pot of tea, please. And you won't just dip the tea bag in the water.
I wouldn't do that to you.
I like my tea strong.
So do I.
I'll put an extra tea bag in the pot.
Good.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Yes, there is. We'll have two of those, whatever they're having over there.
Buns with jam and cream.
I couldn't eat them with my cholesterol.
Mind her. She's been complaining about her cholesterol since she's had her communion, and she's not dead yet. Put lashings of cream on them.
So a pot of two for tea with extra tea bags and buns with jam and extra cream.
That's it. Thank you. She's a lovely girl.
I'd die for a figure like hers.
You won't have long to wait. You've got one foot in the grave already. Mrs. McCarthy that lives next door to me, you know. She's big here. There she is over there, look.
Is she still away from?
Don't say anything. I don't want her to hear us. She's coming over to us. Don't mention anything about the other thing.
About what thing?
You know.
No, I don't.
Good morning, ladies.
Ladies, I think I'd be coming here again.
Are you being looked after?
By that lovely girl over there, look.
Oh, she should be a model.
Oh, she'd be delighted to hear that. But I couldn't tell her, of course. Jeez, we'd never be able to live with her.
I just said to Chrissy that she has a figure I'd die for.
I said the same thing myself last week.
Life's not fair.
I've never seen the two of you out together before.
And Shanora's taking on someone to give her a break.
Asher, we all need a break. Now and then. Look, if you need anything, give me a shout.
We will. Bye.
Bye.
She didn't stay long.
All that business people are the same. It's hello. How are you? Goodbye.
Chrissy, look over there. Isn't that Mac coming through the crowd?
Oh, you spotted him now. He must have eyes like a hawk. He's making his way over to his wife.
What are you doing here?
We need to talk.
About what?
Is there someplace quiet we can go?
Not now. Can't you see how busy we are? You've been drinking.
So what?
Mac, I beg you, don't create a scene here.
I haven't come to fight with you.
Are the children at school?
I'm sure you're worried. Yes, they're at school. And before you say anything else, they're fed too. They want you home. I want you home.
Not now. Look, I'm not able for this right now. Can't you see I'm busy?
They're talking about us in the street. They're saying I kicked you out. It's not true.
It's not true. I left. Look, it's a small town. People will talk. Mac, I have to go.
Sheila, are you all right?
My wife is all right.
Sheila's an adult. She can speak for herself. Are you all right?
I'm fine. It's nothing.
This is none of your business.
What goes on in my bar is my business. I'm the manager.
This is between Sheila and me, no one else.
If you don't leave, I'm calling the Gardaí.
Call them. I haven't done anything wrong. Go on, call them. I'm not going anywhere.
Mac, please leave.
Come on, out of here.
Get your hands off me. Don't push me.
Oh, my God. Mac has knocked your man across the table.
He's not moving.
Mac's leaving. Good, 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 good. He's leaving before the guards come. Good on you, Mac. Now, aren't you glad we came here instead of the other place? If we went to the other place, we would miss all the scare. What are you looking for?
He's smelling sauce. I'm not able for all this excitement.
Sure look, there's a bit of excitement to let us know we're still alive. Talk about bad manners. The bloody TV is up so loud I couldn't hear what they were arguing about.
Harbourview was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer Warren Tyvey. Produced by Dara Parker. For a full list of cast and characters, check out CRY104FM.com. A Community Radio Y'all production.